Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, blanketing 17 states on the East Coast and much of Canada. Our guest today was recommended by the head of Newsmax, Chris Ruddy, who we've had on this program many times over the years, and I've known Chris for 20 years. And he said, you have to put the author of Blitz on your program, David Horowitz, our guest today. And the book is Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. It's a New York Times bestseller. David Horowitz is also author of Dark Agenda. Let me tell you a little bit about this book. And this is in the promotional materials. Buckle up. 2020 will be the political side of your life. And the most important book of this unprecedented election year is Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win by David Horowitz. Ever since he first announced his presidential quest after coming down the escalator of New York's Trump Tower, media, the establishment, and the critics in both parties belittled, demeaned, mocked, and even laughed at Donald Trump. But the billionaire has had the last laugh. And as David Horowitz reveals, Trump has been and will continue to be the Democrats' worst nightmare. And I don't think it could be said any better than that by David Horowitz, our guest on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. What is the goal? What is the message? What is your ambition with this book, Blitz? David Horowitz.
Well, first, to set the record straight, the book describes the first 3.5 years of the Trump presidency and the Democrats' war against him. This is what you call, what it would have called, sedition. We have a system that's based on compromise. We haven't had a party refuse to accept the results of election since the Civil War, when Abraham Lincoln was elected. And we are in the midst of a Civil War. And my book, it sold about 200,000 copies, and that's because it's very much straight talk. If you're watching the hearings today, or you pay any attention to them, you'll see the Democrats are in the process of destroying the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is supposed to be about whether a law is constitutional. It's not supposed to be replace the House of Representatives and decide what it thinks is a good law. It's what's a proper law constitutionally. Dianne Feinstein, is the ranking Democrat on the committee, opened up, and her entire statement was about the Affordable Care Act and what the appointment of Amy Coney Barrett might do to the Affordable Care Act. In other words, if you don't like the Affordable Care Act, or if you like it, you pass legislation. You don't take up the Supreme Court with discussions of its of a decision's political effects. It's supposed to be its constitutional validity. And my book, Blitz, is about the Democrats' war on America. It's a party of racism. Identity politics is racist politics. It judges you by your skin color and your gender, and ignores whatever you've accomplished as an individual. It's anti-Martin Luther King. It's anti the American framers, the creators of the Constitution. It's a racist party. I think everybody can see that. It's also a party that endorses violence in our cities. First of all, the Democrats have embraced Black Lives Matter, which is a Marxist organization that's racist and violent and has created this monstrous race hoax that police are being brutal and actually murdering Black citizens, which is a lie that's easily disproved if you look at the you just have to go to Wikipedia and look at the individual cases that they claim on the murder of innocents. All the statistics show that whites are more likely, unarmed whites, to be killed than police, and that the number of unarmed people killed by police is minuscule. I could go on and on, but my book is, conservatives are way too polite when they talk about people who want to destroy our country. That's my problem, and I think the book reason my book Blitz is doing so well is that it's not so polite, but it's filled with the facts of what actually happened during the Trump presidency. What Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats organized was a sabotage of a legitimately elected president. Normally, a president gets 7 months honeymoon, a new president. When Obama came in, he was an extreme radical, and he was given over a year of a honeymoon. That's when you let the new president get his cabinet in place and start his legislative agenda before you, go into criticism and attack mode. Trump didn't get 7 seconds. They were talking about the Democrat leaders. We're talking about impeaching him before he even got in the Oval Office. They organized these mass resistance demonstrations behind the slogan, "Not My President." 70 Democrats boycotted the inauguration. This is treason, what they did. And our country has suffered greatly when the president is under attack like this. Not an attack based on anything real. I mean, they reason the impeachment process. They try to impeach him the whole time he's been in office. Nancy Pelosi's still trying to impeach him over nothing.
Let's talk a little bit. The process failed
was because the American system is set up to make impeachment a very rare remedy that has to be bipartisan in nature. It has to be a president who commits a crime, high crime, and where both parties agree that he's a danger to the country. The Democrats have abused this process, invented reasons. They invented the Russia collusion. That was a plot completely cooked up by Hillary Clinton and carried out by our intelligence agencies. The first coup in American attempt in American history, and the worst political crime in American history, committed by Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and Hillary Clinton. And it's all coming out now, although the Democrats are doing their damnedest to try to prevent the American public from understanding what's happening.
Let's talk a little bit, David, about the reaction to your book. You said the sales are good. What about the left-wing bias in the press? Do they interview you? Do they belittle you? Do they give you the same tough treatment?
I haven't had any reviews in the press.
That's because you're basically promoting a conservative viewpoint. You're being ignored or shunned by the press, David Horowitz?
This is about my fifth bestseller. This book was 10 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. It doesn't exist. If you are a reader of the New York Times, the Washington Post, or if you watch MSNBC or CNN, I don't exist. And the book doesn't exist. And no attempt has been made to answer it. Its points, as I say, they're all documented. I have had the good fortune to have a conservative readership respond. But it's nothing. It's just a blackout.
What about Fox News? Have they been mentioning or quoting your book at all?
Ruddy thinks, and he's probably right, that Fox considers Newsmax a competitor. So they boycotted me, too.
We're learning a great deal from the best-selling author of Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win, New York Times bestseller. David Horowitz is our guest on ESPN AM 1520, recommended by the head of Newsmax, Chris Ruddy, who's been a guest on this program. I'd like to thank those who've called about recent guests, Ken Abramowitz, Rita Cosby, and financial advisor Selby Deering. So we have many exciting programs coming up, so please stay tuned. And we'll have next week Lucia Cannon, who is a leader of Polish Americans for Trump nationally. If you have any thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN AM 1520, as we've been on the air for 30 years. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, Montreal, or Northern Florida, listen to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. A little bit more about this book. Blitz reveals the attacks made against Trump have been the most brutal ever mounted against a sitting president of the United States. Blinded in deep-seated hatred of his person and his policies, the left even desperately tried to oust Trump's failed impeachment bid. Horowitz shows that their very attacks, targeting a man whose mission has been to drain the swamp and make America great again, backfired, turning Trump himself into a near martyr while igniting his base. Our guest today, David Horowitz. We have another plug here. It is Polish American Heritage Month. Spread the word. October is Polish American Heritage Month, and there's no better way to share your Polish pride or get reacquainted with your heritage than by reading the Ampol Eagle. News, historic, and cultural features from this Polish-American perspective can be delivered to your door each week for less than 60 cents. The Ampol Eagle is offering a Heritage Month deal for new subscribers for $14.95. For a six-month trial subscription, call 716-835-9454 and mention ESPN Radio. This special offer is good through November 1st. Get a subscription or send one to a friend. Call 716-835-9454. Let's talk about Donald Trump having the last laugh. It's tough right now with the polling. We hear 11-14% behind, but we heard that a year ago where Hillary Clinton was ahead 11% in the polls.
Yeah, people who have rigged the media in broad daylight so that you have CNN and MSNBC and NBC and CBS behaving like Kremlin operations where they only permit one side to be heard. If you can rig the media in broad daylight, how easy is it to rig the polls? I don't believe any of these polls. I think that Biden wouldn't be, and the Democrats desperately trying to win Pennsylvania if they were as far ahead as their friends in the polling business claim them to be. I think that a lot of people are reluctant to say if they're Trump supporters because the Democrat left is a totalitarian left. It is so vicious. It has created a cancel culture where you lose your job, you can lose your career, you can lose your life. if they find out that you have an opinion that disagrees with theirs. Our country is really far gone now into 1984, into a totalitarian future because of the Democrat Party and because of their viciousness. I believe that Americans want their streets safe. They want from their government security. They want borders. The Democrat Party is now an open borders party. Biden has said, we're not going to have any borders. We're not going to prosecute anybody. We're not going to deport anybody for illegal entry. We're going to give them, you know, Medicare. We're going to give them, you know, free health care and welfare. So, you know, there's like 200 million people in South America who probably would like to come to this country and get free health care and welfare benefits. So I think the American people are smart enough to know that the Democratic Party is a party of doom for this country, and we'll vote against them in November. One kicker is the mail fraud, but I trust Trump to take care of that as best he can. The one thing we have in Trump is a leader who fights. Republicans are used to just rolling over, as they have in all these Supreme Court decisions. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg was nominated to the Supreme Court. I mean, she's an extreme leftist, but extreme. She wanted to abolish Mother's Day and Father's Day because there should be no difference between the sexes. Unbelievable. That's how far left she was. And yet, Orrin Hatch, a Republican, walked her through the introductions to senators process. And there were only three votes against her. She was a complete extremist ideologue. But Republicans believed in the bipartisan system and walked her through. Whereas every Republican that's come up, they try to destroy their character. What they did to Kavanaugh, that was a public lynching. It was the most disgraceful episode in American history in many ways. To just try to destroy this incredibly decent human being because you didn't like his politics, because he was a Republican. The Democrat Party is a dangerous, dangerous party. They're running a senile political war. And Joe Biden, who doesn't believe anything, he can say anything. He's on all sides of all issues over a 47-year career in which he accomplished nothing. He has no principles, and he's incredibly corrupt. He's the most corrupt individual that's ever run for the presidency. He sold out the country to China to get his son hundreds of millions of dollars from the Chinese. Now he's claiming to put America first. You know, he's a lifelong plagiarist. And he will not be able to stand up to the communists in his party, which is Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren and AOC and the terrorist Ilhan Omar. It'd be a nightmare. He's already pledged to restore all the funding that Trump cut for the Palestinian terrorists, hundreds of millions of dollars he's going to put back in their pockets so they can blow up women and children in the Middle East. Have I said enough about Biden?
Yeah, I'd like now to talk about
that contemptible, nasty human being. How he gets a decent reputation is beyond me.
I'd like to talk about the courage, strength, and vitality of Donald Trump. A lot of people look at him as Superman. Here's a man who had COVID, and 3 days later, looks perfectly healthy and vigorous and lively and animated. Let's talk about the courage, strength, and vitality of Donald Trump. David Horowitz.
I just got an email yesterday from a friend who used to be a Republican and is now a never Trumper. Saying that Donald, and it's a line you hear all over from these anti-Trumpers, Trump cares only about himself. He doesn't care about his supporters or the American people. Here's a guy who could have, starting when the COVID virus broke, He could have led the country the way Joe Biden is going to lead the country. He could have locked himself in the basement of the White House, cut off, made minimal any contacts he had with the outside world. Instead, he's out there. He orchestrated the greatest peace deal in the Middle East, an area where peace deals are almost impossible to come by, uniting Arab countries and Israel and the United States in an alliance against Iran, which is what it is. Took the risk of, the Israelis have a big problem with COVID, exposed himself, he risked his life, didn't he? He got COVID. And he did it to the American people. He wants the Supreme Court to have 9 justices, because if the results of this election are problematic the way they were in 2000, the Supreme Court will have to decide. And if you don't have 9 justices, it really can't come to a decision if the justices are otherwise evenly divided. So this is a heroic figure, Donald Trump. He has achieved more in 40 years than not only than Biden in 47, but than any United States president has since Abraham Lincoln.
Our guest is the best-selling author of Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win, New York Times bestseller, David Horowitz. He's also best-selling author of Dark Agenda. It's published by Humanix Books. It's available throughout the United States and Canada. If you're listening in Toronto, South Buffalo, or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet our letters from Canada and Europe. This station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. A little bit more about this book. With the 2020 election upon us, New York Times bestselling author David Horowitz chronicles the brutal battles, bitter backlash, and left-wing lies Trump has faced as Democrats repeatedly try to sabotage his presidency. You'll discover the left's terrifying socialist and, in some cases, communist agendas as you've never seen them before. Trump's response? Going to steamroll this opposition November using the same playbook he has used to win before. Let's talk about the failed impeachment bid. Was there any substance or reality or truth to the impeachment bid? David Horowitz, author of Blitz.
Well, of course, the intelligence officials sat on and the current head of the CIA and the FBI are part of the swamp, and they're sitting on documents. But Trump got a director of national intelligence in place who has released the documents, and we know there was nothing. It was Hillary Clinton create a completely phony charge against Trump that he had colluded with the Russians.
Could you speak into the microphone? We can't hear you that well. That's better.
Hillary, what we know now from documents is that Hillary Clinton concocted, with Obama and Biden behind her, a case against Trump using KGB agents, colluding with the Russians to do it, that were completely fabricated, that Trump was colluding with Putin to interfere with the elections. No evidence whatsoever. They knew it at the time. This is something we now know. They knew at the time that it was phony evidence, and yet they went through the $35 million Mueller investigation, which was obstructed the Trump presidency for 2.5 years. It's all come out that they knew they were lying, that they had no case against General Flynn, that they had no case against Trump. So there's nothing there. And the Ukrainian thing is even a bigger joke. They took a... The so-called whistleblower was a Biden agent. He had worked for Biden in the Ukraine. And what he said about Trump was lies. They had no crime. In the end, they tried to impeach him on abuse of power. Well, you know, every politician in the country can be accused probably of abuse of power. It's so vague. It's not something you impeach somebody for. You impeach them for high crimes. I mean, the Constitution says it, high crimes and misdemeanors.
Let's talk about Trump firing up his base. David Horowitz, with all the negative and nasty coverage of this campaign, and of course going through this COVID illness that the president is recovering from now, how has he ignited and fired up his base to get out and vote for him?
Well, he's standing for what they want, law and order. And I think that's a priority for every American. Do you want Black Lives Matter and anti-fa fascists coming into your neighborhood and burning down your house because you don't agree with them politically? The Democrats do. What have the Democrats done? Kamala Harris has called these rioters a coalition of conscience. A coalition of conscience. Kamala Harris raised money to bail out the looters. You know, there's a fund in Minnesota that she did ads for, soliciting people to bail out people who've been arrested for violent crimes, like arson. Joe Biden's staffers contributed it to the bailout monies. In Portland, you have to, of course, watch actual news stations like Fox, which has a boatload of Democrat operatives on all the time, but it's in attempts to be honest, to know that there are riots. But Portland has been burning for 100 days. 70% of the looters are people arrested for looting, arson, assault, and so forth. 70% of them have been released. The left-wing prosecutor in Portland, a Democrat. The mayor's a Democrat. They're all Democrats. The governor's a Democrat. Has declined to prosecute them. The Democrat Party is a lawless party, and I think, you know, it's not when they say Trump's base, these are people who can see straight, is the way I look at it. Trump is doing what's right for the American people.
I'm sorry we have to bring
him in 2016. They're going to support him again.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've learned a tremendous amount from David Horowitz, author of Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win, New York Times bestseller. Thank you to Chris Ruddy for recommending this program and to Kevin Carr, who's been our director of production for the last 15 years. Thank you for enlightening us. David Horowitz, author of Blitz. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.